This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you listen back to that interview, I might have double-clutched on his name three times, and I've listened to his damn show before.
It's a great... Yeah, I grew up in the south side of Chicago, south side Irish, like very Irish neighborhood.
Yeah.
I felt like I knew 12 different Tom Kellys.
Maybe he'll be the face of Ireland football, like
everyone
the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Into. It was always, you're Tom Kelly? Oh, nice to meet you. Okay, great. I know what union you're a part of, and nice to meet you.
I'm just, because we went to the Irish thing, I'm half Irish. I'm so sick of the Steelers owning Ireland. The Rooneys have not been in the motherland since the 1840s. Why did they get to... They're probably less Irish than I am. They're probably less Irish than I am, and I'm half.
I don't know. I think I'm 25% is what my 23andMe said
yeah,
I was.
I'll bet you. They're somewhere between you and me. And they're just, the Blarney Stone, we're the Rooneys. No, you have an Irish name. You're not Irish.
The promo video was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, finish the thought.
I'm deciding where I want to go with this one.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
They're appropriating my culture. That's what they're doing.
Jeez, come on now.
With one team.
You act like you've seen the 23andMe of the Rooneys. You're like, 1840. They haven't been back since 1840.
Is
that what they said?
Yeah, Art Rooney, the guy that founded the Steelers, his great-grandparents came over. He was born in 1901.
And that makes him less Irish for some reason?
Yes! Yes, they left like three famines ago. All right,
weren't there through the potato famine, you don't exist.
My family left after the last famine. We survived the famine and then left. Ergo, I'm more Irish than the Rooneys.
Okay.
Ergo, that's Browns country.
But if you owned a team, maybe you would get to go.
Yeah. Oh, well, now I'm poor and more Irish than they are.
I don't think the Haslams are any bit Irish. Are the Haslams Irish?
Well, they haven't tried to invade Ireland and take it over like the Rooneys.
You want to talk about a famine? I don't know where I was going with that. At some point, we're just talking, guys.
Maybe we should get back to it. But seriously, the Rooneys taking over Ireland, like you left 200 years ago. Stop. All right? You're Americans. Like, just don't bogart one country. I digress. And bleep the Steelers. Really, any other team could do this. I just really hate that the Steelers are synonymous.
I could tell.
Now we just need the Browns to take over Hungary.
We're going to a lot of different countries, and by we, I mean the NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
Mac, you're gonna be a citizen of the globe by the time your job is done, traveling around with the Browns everywhere.
I'm trying so hard not to make a joke. You're going to really love it, buddy. That's all I'm going to say. You know, I'm going to pull my punch this one time with Mac. I am very happy for you. Enjoy Azerbaijan. Enjoy Australia. Enjoy Uzbekistan. You're going to go everywhere, the Cleveland Browns, and I'm very happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a nice way to say that after I bleeped all over the Steelers?
That was very nice.
So,
I sense some growth there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Not talking downtown.
Talking way downtown. I am so excited for this Super Bowl, and I'm like the only person.
Yeah. I could tell. Were you interested in my Thanksgiving analogy there? Did you see where I'm going with that?
Did you make the Thanksgiving analogy?
Yeah,
with
the
Tom?
Thanksgiving and the family. You made the joke, then it's like, oh, reminds me of Philadelphia.
I loved it.
Yeah, loved it. Okay. So the point being is that why does it feel like they just home for them is dysfunction? Like no other team should be able to operate this way, the way that they continue to operate, where every time they get in fights with each other, they just go on winning streaks.
So what I like about this, if I can play a little game of Spin City here, what I really like about this is every other team, if they lose to the Chiefs, immediately go to, I told the team beforehand, it was the refs, and we just couldn't beat the refs. The Eagles are going to be able to go in a different direction. I told everybody before the game, Chiefs aren't going to beat us, we'll beat ourselves. That's really the Eagles' excuse if they lose on Sunday. It is.
They beat themselves?
Is our dysfunction bubbled over, and we had one bad quarter.
No, because they've done such a good job of winning through adversity to the point where it's like it's almost like they're immune to it. This is the Thanksgiving analogy. People, the house gets torn upside down, everyone yells at each other, and most people can't overcome that. With them, it's like showing up and your family fighting and being like, oh, that's home. This is great. I feel comfort in the fight. They feel comfort in the fight for some reason.
They
might be on too good of terms entering this Super Bowl is the problem.
Feeling too good?
You
think Sirianni needs to go around and be like, you know, you guys are talking to the same IG right?
Think about it. After they won the NFC title game, what was the big theme? It was Jalen Hurts saying his coach put him in a straitjacket. They won the NFC title game to the Super Bowl, and Jalen Hurts still had problems.
I still think that'll be the Eagles' excuse. I really do. Because everybody comes up for an excuse for losing the final game of the football season. I think that's it. But I don't think we're talking about how interesting this is. One, it's a rematch of two Super Bowls ago. Two Super Bowls ago, Jalen Hurts outplayed Pat Mahomes, and that's saying something because Pat was pretty darn good in one of the best Super Bowls. Like 2 years ago, that was one of the best Super Bowls we've ever had.
For sure.
And the three-peat angle. Like, honestly, I feel like even the three-peat angle has somehow been underplayed this week on Radio Row.
I wonder if we'll get more juiced up when it gets closer, but I've never seen so much disdain for Super Bowl conversation as what we've seen this week. And maybe here locally, we've been blinded by the Myles Garrett conversations and the DeAndre Hunter conversations. Did the morning show talk about the Super Bowl at all today?
I think they made predictions at the end of the show. That's as much as I remember.
I mean, most weeks you'd have 3 days worth of content off the Super Bowl building up into this, but I think there's just an exhaustion there from people.
Is it that it's like a villain versus a villain? It's not even like anti-hero versus anti-hero.
Yeah.
It's a three-peat of a team that everyone's so sick of. They blame it on their success to the refs and not the generational quarterback and maybe the greatest head football coach of all time and maybe the greatest tight end of all time and maybe the most underrated defender of all time in Chris Jones. No, it's got to be the refs versus the city that I think everyone, like, what's the nicest city do you think in America? Like, what do you think is, like, if we went to, like, it's the most Canadian town, no ego, so nice, so lovely, everybody wants to go back there.
Why can't I think of a nice city? What's your nice city?
I would have gone, actually. I probably would have gone somewhere in the Midwest.
Like Buffalo, maybe? Buffalo's really nice people.
Yeah, okay.
I've always really enjoyed
Buffalo.
Everyone
in Buffalo thinks people in Philly are a-holes. Right?
Yeah, no, like, denying it. No, the country, we all think Philadelphia. Yeah, for sure.
Find the least judgmental people in America, and even they are like, those people in Philly, those Philly fans are pretty atrocious.
No, there are people that aren't rooting for the Eagles, aren't rooting for the Chiefs. They're rooting for the stadium to get blown up and both teams lose. Like, there are some people that are very against this game because they can't stand the Chiefs and what they've become, and no one likes rooting for the Eagles.
What have the Chiefs become, by the way? I'm not saying you're wrong, but you're right. This is how people are framing it. What have they become?
They're annoying to a lot of people.
They're only annoying. Like, Mahomes is not hateable. The most hateable thing about Mahomes is he solicits contact and embellishes things to get that's not why they're winning.
Yeah, but they were just in our face for a very long time. I mean, like, even the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift thing. I have family in Kansas City. I've always liked the Chiefs from a distance. And I like Taylor Swift a ton, but even that story, I'm like, please, it's just too much.
I think it's manufactured hate. I really do.
I don't know. I don't have an enjoyment for them, so it's not manufactured. It's just they get thrown in our face so much.
I don't
much.
Mean you, but, like, yeah, that's what happens when you win. All the heat on the Chiefs, it's basically just tied back to they win a lot, and because they win a lot, they get a lot of advertising stuff, and one of their players is dating the most popular pop star in the last 50 years in music. Like, but none of that's inherently hateable.
Yeah, but no, but they're also, they're on every single primetime game. We're just exposed to them in a way that I think we're not exposed to other teams.
Well, but like...
It's not their fault. It's just the reality of what we live in.
The Patriots had two cheating scandals. They had Deflategate, and they had Spygate.
It's the case I made for you the other day.
They had multiple gates.
Spygate, Deflategate, no, and they had a tight end that murdered someone. And they were very hateable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he did that towards the end of it. But no, I mean, like that's hateable.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months. Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'll be honest, my hate for Tom Brady, a little manufactured. Yeah, I don't like that he's a milquetoast personality. I dislike the fact he won 7 Super Bowls while my team won none. Like, there's not a lot. I got divorced from Giselle. Okay, I'm just being petty. Like, there's nothing inherently hateable about Tom Brady other than he went to Michigan, which, again, probably shouldn't carry over to the pros. So, like, that I can objectively say that's a manufactured hate. For the rest of the team, no, there was so much to hate about the Belichick. I mean, no personality, just a D, and a D to the media, and dismissive, and smarter than you, and a cheater.
I can't tell you how I got here. I can just tell you how I feel.
No. And again, it's not that you're wrong.
I think it might be some of the overexposure. I think it might be some of the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. I think it might be the idea that, let's be honest, Patrick Mahomes, from a statistical standpoint, not having a great season, all things considered.
See, I think that's, man, no, I'm not saying you're doing this, but I think people who are like, Mahomes doesn't deserve it. No,
it's not Mahomes doesn't deserve it. It's just, it's a 15-win team, and people are acting as if they've run over everyone, and they've won 11 one-score games.
I don't think anyone's acting like they're running over. I think everybody consistently said, up until now, they're not going to win the Super Bowl this way, and then they've just continued to win.
I think people are shocked that all this money is coming in on the Eagles right now. By the time we get to Sunday, you're going to have it as a pick 'em.
That's fine. Keep that going. If, as a matter of fact, we could get the Eagles to be favorites in this, I would love that, because I could take...
No, it's going to get to a pick 'em. They're 1-point dogs right now. It's going to get to a pick 'em. It'll be about where it sits.
Put all your money on the Eagles right now.
The money's piling in right now. The sharps are starting to really pile in on
the Eagles. Bring it on in. Bring it on in. I don't even know what half the words you said. Bring it on in. Let me clean on up there. By the way, Bonjour Bob on Twitter, at Nick Wilson says...
Bonjour!
At Jay Peterlin saying, I'm not the least bit excited with the Super Bowl. I know how it's going to play out. The Chiefs will win for the third time, and I have no interest in watching it. It's boring, and I'd rather watch paint dry. Why is... Okay, stylistically...
Is football fatigue a part of this?
No. No, the AFC title game...
We had added games.
The AFC title game proved football fatigue, and people using the first two rounds of the playoffs as justification for that was made up.
No, because, I mean, again, this is going to get numbers. It's going to get massive numbers. Yes. We'll complain about it. We don't want to talk about it. The numbers are still going to be there.
But this idea that, like, the Chiefs are boring, guys, think about every great team you've ever watched in history. The New England Patriots, two different dynasties, right? The Dallas Cowboys, two different dynasties. The 49ers, two different dynasties. The Steelers, the Vikings, the Packers. Like, think of all, and I'm saying the Bills, who went to four straight Super Bowls but didn't win any of them. No team has ever won three straight titles.
You said boring, though. That's different.
I don't think that's boring at all.
I have a disdain for them that I didn't have the previous 2 years.
I think, and again, so not I don't, for you
I don't
specifically.
Think I don't think they're boring. I think Mahomes is wildly interesting.
I'm just referring to, like, Bonjour Bob. Like, the amount of people who are just, like, nonplussed at history. Like, if this was like, the third three-peat, yeah, I'm with you. I would hate this, too. But, the tension for me on Sunday is going to be, can they do something? It's hard enough to win a three-peat in any other sport. It's literally not been done in the Super Bowl era.
Right.
The closest thing we got was Lombardi in, you know, the final NFL championship with the first two Super Bowls. So it's been 50 years. 60 years.
We don't
since
have to be captivated
this.
By all history. Think about it. We loved McGuire and Sosa in 66 and 70. We didn't love Bonds the same way that we loved McGuire and Sosa.
Yeah,
just because it's history doesn't mean we have to wrap our arms around
it. Yeah, but this is a first in history overall. Like Bonds felt like some sort of weird, goofy sequel nobody asked for what was pretty pure at the time, McGuire and Sosa. So, again, this isn't a sequel. This is an original box office, holy crap, I can't believe, like, if you had told me at any point we would see a team win three straight Super Bowls, I don't think I would believe you because that's an insane amount of football. I mean, that is what, 60 games in 3 years? That is a stupid amount of football in a small, and to win at the level that they have. And like, there's a part of me that will enjoy watching the Chiefs lose. There is. Because it would be funny, not funny, the funny is the wrong word. It would be interesting because okay. Everyone thinks, like Bonjour Bob, that the Chiefs are just going to somehow get a win and, pity party, and we're going to be, you know, vomiting acidic rage at them on Monday. So it is more interesting if the Chiefs lose this game. But there will be a part of me that goes, this was the right team to do it.
Like, oh, no one's discrediting that. I'm not.
But there are people out there trying to discredit, like, how impressive this damn thing is.
I'll love this for NFL history, and I'll love this for the reflection of NFL history, because I do think Mahomes is on a fast track to being the greatest the game has ever seen. So I want him to accomplish things that nobody else has accomplished. But it still rides in the idea that at this point now, and again, I hate the Eagles too, so I just hate everyone equally. But I'm just not there with this Chiefs team, and the way I was the last 2 years. Made a lot of money off this Chiefs team the last 2 years. Really started to like them, but something flipped.
216-474-0092. Cool Ray, stick there. Are you excited for the Super Bowl and NFL honors and Myles Garrett dishonor, allegedly? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.